granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find that Lum had gone to the county seat in answer to the court summons, and Abner is holding down the Jot'em Down store alone. Listen.
Come in. Oh, well, howdy, Cedric.
Hello, Mr. Abner. Has the comic books come in yet this week?
I don't know, Cedric. I don't know. I'm sure glad that you come in, though, because now you can make some delivers for me.
Yeah, well, what about the comics book?
Well, look in the magazine rack or where. I don't keep track of them things. It was Lum's idea to put in a line of them anyway. I think the only reason he done it was because he loved to read them so well himself.
You see, I've read that in there, I think.
I got four or five delivers here that ought to go out right away, Cedric.
Doggity dig. Here's one I'm looking for. Now I can find out what happened to Smiling Captain Stalwart.
Cedric, now don't start reading that thing. Oh. You've got to help me out here.
Well, I gotta see what happened to Captain Stalwart first. Last week he had to make a forced landing on a Japanese island. Sure looked bad for him.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's too bad. You can read that some other time, Cedric. These delivers has got to go out right away, though.
Well, why don't you do it? That's your job, ain't it?
Well, generally, yes, Cedric, but see, Lum's in at the county seat today, and I can't leave here because we're doing such a good business now. I've got to stay here and look after the store. Everybody in town's coming in here to get a look at Robert, and then they buy something at the same time.
Well, that's all you can hear all over town, people talking about
him. Everybody's excited over.
You'd think he was a sure enough feller, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, he might not is, Cedric. He can do might not anything, that feller can.
What did Mr. Lum go to the county seat for?
Oh, he had to appear at some kind of a juvenile court there or something.
Juvenile?
Yeah.
Ain't that got something to do with youngins?
Yeah, that's right, Cedric.
Well, what's Mr. Lum doing there? He ain't no youngin.
Well, no, but see, some woman from some kind of a children's health department or something come out here the other day and asked me a batch of questions about Robert. What we fed him and how long he worked and, well, I don't know what all, but anyway, she got the idea that Robert was a human instead of a mechanical robot, and she reported us.
Reported you?
Yep. So Lum had to go to court this morning, explain to him why we was mistreating Robert.
You mean they're going to throw you and Mr. Lum in the penitentiary, maybe?
No, Cedric. Lum will just explain to him that Robert's a machine, and then it'll clear everything up.
Oh.
All we're worrying about now is that they don't put it in the newspaper, though, because then Dr. Grill might find out that we're using his robot to work at the store.
Have you heard any more from Dr. Grill?
No, not a word. Just that one card saying that he's being delayed there in Washington for us to keep the box a while longer. He said he's kind of broke right now and couldn't pay us for storing it, you know, and that's why we put Robert to work here in the store, let him work out his board.
Boy, looky here, Mr. Abner. Looky.
Huh?
Smiling Captain Stalwart, in spite of his broken arm, crept stealthily toward the Nips airfield.
Cedric, put that thing down.
Nip, that means the Jap.
Yeah, I know it does, Cedric, but now just lay that aside now and make these delivers for me right away. I'll pay you for it, Cedric.
Well, wait till I get done reading this first.
No, it takes you all day to read one of them things. You go over it and over it and over it. I've saw you. Now, come on, get started, Cedric. Order is all put up and ready to go there on the counter.
Well, just let me read a little more here.
Oh, my.
Wish they studied these things in school. I bet you I could pass that third reader.
Yeah, you'd get out of the third grade if they had comic books, Cedric, but that wouldn't help you in life, you know.
Well, I got to find out what happened to you. That's all there are to it.
Now, listen, Cedric, if you ain't careful now, I'm just liable to put you on my getting even list.
Your getting even list?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
Well, don't tell this to nobody, Cedric, but...
No, I ain't heard it yet. I can't.
Well, after you hear it, don't tell it neither. I'm getting up a list of fellas around this town here that's done me a bad turn at some time or other, and I'm going to get even with them.
Uh-oh. How are you going to do that?
With Robert.
Mom?
That robot is stronger than any six men put together. He can whoop any varmint in this town, and I'm the fella that can make him do it. I Abner Peabody Eye Control.
Mr. Abner, don't look at me that way. It gives me the shivers.
My dog is it or two, Cedric. You're looking at the most powerless one human that you ever looked at.
Oh, my goodness.
Just let me give you an idea of what I got planned for that Tom Foster.
Uh-oh. Is he on your list?
He's right on the top of it.
Poor Tom.
Yes, sir. Poor Tom is right. You ain't old enough to know this, Cedric, but 30-odd years ago when me and Elizabeth got married, that Tom pulled off one of his smart-aleck tricks on me.
He did, huh?
Yes, sir. He did. Right after the wedding, everybody was throwing rice and old shoes at us, you know, like they always do. But that weren't enough for that Tom. He taken a big hobnail boot and throwed at me and hit me right smack on top of the head.
Oh, but don't go.
Yes, sir. Even after I come to, I said, Dizzy, I never did know where we went on our honeymoon. Elizabeth claims it was Osage, Oklahoma, but you couldn't prove it by me. That snake in the weeds, that varmint.
Well, what are you going to do to Mr. Tom?
Well, sir, the next time he comes in here, Cedric, and makes one of his smart remarks, I'm going to have Robert walk right up to him, pick him up, and throw him right through that window there, just like he throwed that boot at me.
For sake's sake, sake.
No, sir. Nobody gets away with nothing with Abner Peabody.
Well, who else is on your list?
Oh, different feller.
I ain't on it, Emma.
Well, you ain't now, but you could get on it mighty quick if you sat there and read that comic book instead of making my delivers for me.
I'm putting it down right now.
Yes, sir, you better. I ain't going to tell you no more, Cedric, about who's on the list. Do you know that I and Robert could run this whole town if we wanted to?
You could, huh?
Yes, sir. As long as I've got that little old radio control box in my hand, I can get anything done that I want to. I'm so powerful, I scare myself sometimes,
Oh,
Cedric.
That must be awful.
No, it ain't. It's wonderful. I can get that big, strong Robert to do anything I want him to.
You can.
I can do it.
Well, then why don't you get him to make the delivery?
Well, cause he... Huh? No. My doggies, wait a minute here, Cedric. Yes, sir.
Well, he can walk and turn corners and he
sure.
can lift the grocery baskets easy, and that's all you have to do.
Doggy Cedric, there's the smartest one-eyed you ever studied up yet.
Oh, I'm smart. No six ways about it.
Yes, sir. That's just what I'm going to do. How come me not to think of that myself?
Smiling Captain Stalwart, in spite of his broken arm, crept stealthily toward the Japanese airfield.
Yes, sir, that's what I'll do. Only one trouble, though,
Next
I believe,
picture.
With that.
Captain Stalwart spies a Jap pilot about to climb into the cockpit of a Zero.
Hey, shut up, Cedric. I got the
study. Zero, that's Jap airplane.
Yeah, I know it's it. Read that thing to yourself.
Well, I can't hear me when I read it to myself.
Well, you don't have to hear
what
yourself.
I'm
oh, my. Only trouble with that eye to yours, Cedric. See, I'd have to go along with Robert so as I'd know when to make him turn the corners. If I'd done that, well, I might just well take the groceries and make the deliveries myself.
Well, I thought you could just sit in one place and run the remote's control box.
Well, I can, but it's like I say, sitting here, I couldn't see when he gets to the corners. Liable to walk him right out of town into the mill pond or something and drown him.
That's right, yeah. I don't reckon he can swim.
No, he's too heavy. He'd sink right to the bottom.
It's too bad Captain Stalwart ain't here.
Captain Stalwart?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago in Smiling Captain Stalwart, he was up in a little airplane, and he was directing some fellas with a big gun where to aim it at, because they couldn't see where they're supposed to aim.
Well, on me, Cedric, I don't want to shoot nobody. I just want to get some groceries delivered.
Yeah, but I meant he could be in his airplane and tell you when to make Robert turn the corners and all.
Well, how could he tell me? He's up in the airplane. I was down here in the store. That wouldn't work out, Cedric.
Well, he's got a radio there he can talk over. And you could listen in and hear him.
I could, huh?
Yeah, I wish I could recollect how he said all that stuff. Sounds good. Something like, Captain Stalwart to artillery's base. Aim 20 degrees north, northwest. Over to you, Roger. Something like that, he'd say.
Who's Roger?
I don't know. Must be the feller aiming the gun, I reckon.
Oh.
I'll get that comic book for you and let you read
it. No, don't bother, Cedric. It ain't no use. I couldn't get Captain Stalwart no way. He ain't real. He's just a fella in the comic books is all.
Well, I don't care whether he's real or not. He's my favorite, though.
Right, Douglas, wait a minute. I believe I am getting the idea, though, Cedric.
Well, good for you.
See, maybe I could get folks that live on different corners to phone in here at the store when they see Robert coming, and then I'd know when to make him turn. Yes, sir, that's it, Cedric. I can handle him that way. I can sure do it.
Doggone, I wish we lived on a corner. I could be smiling Captain Cedric.
Oh.
I wonder if I could get Papa to move.
Oh, no, now, Cedric.
Don't you burn our house down, so...
I said to talk that away, and don't bother your paw about such as that. You don't need to get all bothered. There's plenty of folks that live on corners that'll be glad to help out on this. Might have to give them a few free groceries now and then or something.
Well, when you're aiming on starting this, Mr.
Just Abbott? As quick as I can. Come on, we'll practice up now, Cedric, while Lum's out of town. Then tomorrow we'll give old Lum the biggest one surprise he ever had in his whole life. Come on, Cedric, put that book down. Yes, all right, Dobie, we got ourselves a new deal.